Among the actors Gary Marshall helped turn into household names, Henry Winkler. We heard him for a moment there in his role as the legendary Fonz, and Henry Winkler is on the line with us now, and I want to welcome you to the program and say we're so sorry for your loss.
Thank you so much. Thank you. I'm very happy to be here to talk about one Gary Marshall.
You know, today, last night you tweeted about Gary Marshall. You said, thank you for my professional life. Thank you for your loyalty, friendship, and generosity. What do you remember about your first meetings with him?
First meeting with him, Paramount Studios. I went in and auditioned. I had six lines. I did the audition. I was called back, but this time I had a unibrow that they plucked. My hair was combed into a DA. They put on a leather jacket, a white T-shirt, and I auditioned again. And this time I landed this small role on Happy Days.
And when Gary Marshall spoke to NPR's Scott Simon back in 2012, he talked about you being a breakout star there. Let's listen to a bit of that.
He wasn't at all like Fonzie Henry Winkler, but he could act. And he just made guttural sounds and had ho-oh and hey. And a lot of them Henry made up himself, whoa-ing and hey.
One burger, one Coke.
Hey.
What's A?
Hey.
I'm sorry, too much ice in the Coke and not enough ketchup on the hamburger. I'll be right back.
Henry Winkler, what's it like hearing his voice again? What does it remind you of how he approached his work?
Gary was one of the three geniuses, maybe, that I've worked with in my life. He would say, I'm allergic to 134 things. I do have pasta with ketchup. He would solve problems by tilting his head, and so many solutions came off the top of it that you then had a problem and you didn't know which one to pick because they were all unbelievable. He was fierce. He was fiercely loyal to his family. If you were part of his family, he was fiercely loyal to you. He was wise. He would always take your phone call. If you had a problem, no matter what it was, you went to Gary. He said, one of the biggest lessons I ever learned from he knew who he was. He said, everybody does important television. I do Recess. And the world has thoroughly enjoyed his Recess.
It's interesting hearing you using, mimicking his famous Bronx accent. You know, Happy Days was set in middle America. Marshall grew up in New York. And it seems like a lot of his work is about innocence.
His heart was gigantic. I can't even tell you how many people in this industry, in this world, were touched by this man effortlessly. You know, I wasn't kidding in my tweet. I'm here on the phone with you all these years later, 40 years later, because he introduced me to the world, having given me the part of Arthur Fonzarelli.
And how will you remember him? What do you think his legacy will be?
His legacy will be he was larger than life. He was loving. I learned how to be an executive producer from him. People have learned how to live their life from him. And he was an unstoppable creator.
Actor Henry Winkler, he spoke to us about his friend Gary Marshall. Marshall died yesterday at a hospital in Burbank. He was 81. Henry Winkler, thank you.
What a pleasure. I'm so sorry it was this occasion.